a better alternative would be not to link it to the individual property taxes, just simply look at the, and back to what was called the needs and resources. What would rural counties need to prosper, and perhaps set a 20-year horizon or 30 years to bring them there, and give the funding and the investment they're taking there. I think, and then over time, then you'd help pay back, and you get a better balance to the Dublin development and rents and all those, and quality of life. So all those things are improved for people, and you can stay locally and work locally on good paying jobs.
It's useful, I think, John, that there's an independent study from outside the county in a completely different region that crunches down the numbers and shows the facts there in black and white, and a little bit of commentary with it does no harm either, I'm sure, from your perspective.
No, absolutely not. And when we go and do our representations to central government, we always refer to those types of study as independent back. And we do our own analysis. In fact, we did one recently with Grant Thornton and Brex and so on, another independent study with its own label on it from international consultants who highlight the issues. And then it gives us better, it's not just Donegal staff saying, well, oh, sure, you would say that. It's others saying it too on our behalf, and helps to give us more support. And we need all those things when we go to make the case.